Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh. Our guest is Wayne Bell, District Director, U.S. Small Business Administration. Welcome to Issues 2017. Wayne, nice to have you with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me here.
Let's begin with some basic information about the Small Business Administration. But before I get to that, this past week, you named a Small Business Person of the Year here in Kansas. Who is that? Who's that Small Business Person of the Year?
Yeah, well, thank you. That is Mr. Ken Balasing. And he is the owner of the Central Electro Polishing Company, and otherwise known as CLECO, located in Anthony, Kansas. And they are SBA's 2017 Small Business Person of the Year.
Now, is there further competition, or is it just for the state?
Great question. Now they go into a national competition, and the winner will be selected at the National Small Business Week event in Washington, D.C., which occurs the first week of May.
Well, congratulations to that small business person. Now back to the basics about the SBA. How long has the SBA been around, Wayne?
The SBA was established in 1953, interestingly enough, established by President Eisenhower of Kansas. Right here in Kansas. SBA really began in an effort to help service members and veterans that were coming back from the war to transition and pursue business ownership as an option. And obviously, it continued to grow since its inception. The SBA certainly helps business owners who are interested in maybe being a contractor to the federal government. Certainly helps business owners primarily with access to capital. That's probably the best area that the area that we have the most prominence in. You know, we certainly help all types of businesses to access capital. And then the final area that we have, well, two really other areas that we have a focus in. One is the technical assistance that business owners need in the development of a business plan or a strategy for growth or a strategy for transitioning into other sectors. And then in addition to that, The SBA partners with FEMA in event of a disaster to provide disaster assistance to not only business owners, but to the general public when a disaster or a natural disaster occurs.
Wayne, is SBA a federal agency then?
We are. We're a federal agency, again, created in 1953. We have, there are 68 district offices nationwide, in addition, basically throughout all U.S. states and territories. Basically work in partnership with a network of resource partners such as SCORE, which is a nonprofit entity that's funded in part by the SBA, a national organization. There are other entities such as the Women's Business Centers that are located throughout the country. The closest Women's Business Center to us is going to be over in Overland Park, Kansas. And then in addition to that, there are other resource partners, such as our Veterans Business Resource Centers. The closest center, the center that provides support throughout the Midwest, is based in St. Louis. And so, you know, through this collective network of resource partners and its district offices, the SBA is really created to provide support to entrepreneurs and U.S. citizens that want to pursue business ownership. There are certain types of businesses that are excluded, but in short, it's really here to assist those that want to pursue business ownership in an informed fashion and with moderate support from the federal government.
My next question was, do you have a mission statement? I think you just did it, didn't you, Wayne?
Yeah, that's essentially the mission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how many people are assisted by SBA annually, nationwide?
Great question. It's thousands of people. I can tell you on an annual basis, we support somewhere in the area of about $25 billion in small business lending. That's nationwide, you know, and in Kansas, we typically stay right around, I think right around 120 million or so in terms of small business loans that are supported on an annual basis by the SBA.
How big is this? You talk about a district. How big is the district that you actually serve and represent it in?
The Wichita district entails 77 counties, everything west of Topeka or Shawnee County. Yep. Everything west of there falls into our territory, essentially two-thirds of the geography of the state. That eastern third of the state falls in the Kansas City district. And then they also have the western third, if you will, of Missouri.
I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm throwing darts here because I know next to nothing about SBA. Tell us about the loans. You actually don't make loans, but you back loans. Is that right? Tell me how this works. How is that interest rate determined?
That is correct. So kind of a two-part question. All right. So the first part of that is this: if you could think of the SBA, we're in the same fashion or similarly to an insurance policy, if you will. The SBA works with lenders, and our loans are accessed through lenders. Okay, so you would go into your bank if you had a business plan prepared, and let's say you were ready to obtain, commercial financing. The lender would make an assessment. They would kind of take a look at the plan, and maybe it has a little more risk than they would ordinarily. Do a deal with. Mm-hmm. And so then they start to consider SBA options. And so behind the scenes, the SBA has an agreement in place with commercial lenders in our area. And so the lender would make a determination that, okay, this is a good candidate for an SBA loan. What that means for the lender is this: they have a percentage of the loan, if approved by the SBA ultimately, a percentage of the loan will be guaranteed, similar to the same fashion as an insurance policy. So a percentage of the loan is going to be guaranteed by the federal government or by the SBA, and our guarantee varies by program. With that, the lender, because the loan has maybe slightly higher risk or something in the process has given the lender a little more pause, there's the ability now to have or to charge a slightly higher interest rate above what the lender may offer conventionally. And typically for SBA programs, you're going to go maybe on average close to 2% above what you may be able, what the lender would ordinarily do conventionally. And I guess that would be the easiest way to explain it.
Well, and you're talking about people who are, I've got an idea, I want to go into business, but can they normally, if it's a real good idea, can they get the money from the bank without SBA?
In some cases, here's typically a difference. In some cases, they could get the loan without SBA. However, the term may be a bit more aggressive, the repayment term may be a bit more aggressive than the borrower is and the business is prepared to support. So with SBA, the lender can extend the term a little more. So something that conventionally maybe they would do ordinarily for a three-year payback, that with SBA they can go out 5 years or 7 years. And if there's property involved, you know, they can go out to 20, 25 years with SBA. So the lender has a little more flexibility with the term. And just that change alone actually results in a lower burden on the business cash flow, and in some cases can give the borrower a little more comfort, a little more cash flow to address other issues, payroll and, you know, other supplies and various things that they may need to put, you know, their cash towards as opposed to the term of a loan.
So what's the term? What's a typical loan? How long will you take it out for?
Again, it varies by program. It can be as short as, I mean, we have lines of credit that can be a 12-month, you know, kind of set up initially on a 12-month payback, that sort of thing. We also have typically our typical 7(a) programs are going to go. It just depends on what the you know, usage of the proceeds are, and so it could go 5 years, 10 years. It just depends on the details of you know, the scenario.
Is there any way to know what the typical loan amount is? Do you keep track of that?
Yeah, we do. On average, our loans are about $200,000. What we've seen recently, and it's very interesting, what we've seen recently is closer to $500,000. In the last 2 years or so, we've seen that average loan amount really increase, which is good. You know, with large projects, typically there's a correlation with jobs, you know, that are created. There's certainly, you know, the larger the project, larger the scope, just typically there's a more of an impact economically, you know, in a community. So, but on average, I would say $200,000 has been historically, that's kind of been our average dollar amount on our loans. And more recently, we're up around $500,000.
How does one apply for a loan?
Very simple. Any commercial lender, or really, we always tell people to start where you bank. Most lenders have a commercial loan division. Most banks do. And if they do, they typically have an agreement in place. Virtually every commercial lender in our territory has an agreement in place with the SBA. There are some banks that are more active than others. And I would encourage anyone interested in learning more about our finance options or lenders that participate with SBA. If you simply visit our website at sba.gov, you can get more information about our banks. We actually publish a report every month that has it's basically our lending report. And so you'll see the number of loans by banks in our area, and you can get a feel for who's doing more and that sort of thing if you just visit our website.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Wayne Bell, District Director, U.S. Small Business Administration. The SBA offers, I know, a lot more than loan guarantees. Tell us about your work to involve businesses with government contracts. Now, you touched on this earlier, but have you got kind of a pipeline there, or how do you get people involved with government contracts, Wayne?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Steve. Because, yes, contracting and government contracting is a huge area for the SBA. We work with other organizations such as Kansas PTAC, and that is an acronym that stands for Procurement Technical Assistance Center. They're located right on the campus of Wichita State. But around the country, you'll see these local Procurement Technical Assistance Centers that work in partnership with the SBA to help people to get set up with profiles. Any contractor or any person that wants to do business with the federal government has to set up a profile in a system called SAM, the System for Awards Management. And so what we do is we educate the public through training sessions and various workshops on what the requirements are to be a contractor to the federal government, and then the different programs that we have for veterans or women-owned small business or minority-owned businesses. So we'll educate the public in general on those different programs. And then those that are very serious and ready to set up a profile, we'll hand those folks off to PTAC, or the Kansas PTAC locally. And the PTAC will step by step go through with them setting up their profile and educate them on how to even be a supplier to larger companies that may contract with the federal government. So we work in partnership with PTACs. We work in partnership with SCORE. We work in partnership with the Kansas Small Business Development Center. And it's all in this space of government contracting. The other thing that we do, in addition to working with those groups, we're working very closely with the contracting officers in our area to keep them aware of the various companies that enter into our 8A business development program, as an example. That's a program for women and minority business owners or socially disadvantaged business owners that may be interested in contracting with the federal government. So we'll educate those buyers on firms that are in that particular program or our local portfolio of companies. We'll also work with buyers to find out what might be on the horizon so that we can educate others on the kinds of things they need to do to position their companies to be prepared to contract with the federal government. So we do a number of educational things all around this area.
Do you do like workshops, seminars, things like that, where you bring the contractors together with people then?
Absolutely, absolutely. We just had a great event in partnership with a number of local organizations, with Textron Aviation, with the City of Wichita, Sedgwick County, the Kansas Department of Commerce, Wichita State University, WSU Ventures, Rose Hill Bank, just a number of other organizations that we all came together to put together this Kansas Procurement Conference. In total, we had just over 200 participants. That group consisted of, I believe, over 150 local small businesses, another 32 buying representatives from the private sector as well as from the federal government. And then in addition to that, we had a number of exhibitors. What the primary draw for that conference was the opportunity to engage in these one-on-one discussions, these interview-style, speed-dating-style conversations among buyers and suppliers, talking about the supplier's capabilities. And that's this is a very important element that all suppliers to the federal government have to be prepared to have. It's kind of a resume style capability statement. And so they had the opportunity in this event to talk about their capabilities with buyers that were looking and that had expressed interest in services or products that, you know, were on the horizon. So we thought the conference was really a good success. It was at the Textron Activity Center. Great turnout. Really appreciate all of the co-sponsor organizations involved. And we thought that went pretty well.
We've got the loan. We've got the key in the door. We've got the door open. Now, does SBA follow up any with helping a person the basics of business or how to manage a business? Do you do anything further from there?
Absolutely. And again, this is the technical assistance piece, or the counseling, the one-on-one counseling and the mentoring. All of this this, you know, we really more or less connect people with the resources to help and to continue those conversations and that mentoring activity. So in most cases, such as in the procurement conference, it doesn't stop there. After the conference, we're advising people to meet with SCORE, as an example, talk about their plans, to really get their perspectives and their recommendations on how to proceed in the best fashion to be successful. Also, we work closely with the Kansas Small Business Development Center. That's another group that provides a host of workshops in addition to performing one-on-one counseling with business owners, looking at their plans, going through things like a market analysis where they can identify maybe the best locations for a business, or the best locations, you know, to operate from, the competitors in a particular sector, that sort of thing. So very important to utilize those resources. We would never, and the other thing too is, you know, we never totally eliminate risk. Business in itself is just, you know, it is a high risk proposition. Sure. It is. However, when you proceed in an informed fashion and you utilize services such as SCORE or the SBA or the Kansas Small Business Development Center or PTAC, you can dramatically reduce the risk associated with moving forward in business, and certainly in a lot of cases be very successful. And we've got a number of success stories, such as our Small Business Week winner that we began talking about, Mr. Ken Bellassine.
Let me just a couple of quick general questions. You've seen a lot of people go try to open a business. What's the first step for anyone who's thinking about what is the very first step?
Very first step would be to engage in one of our general workshops that informs the public on all of the basics of starting a business. So as an example, the Kansas Small Business Development Center has a class called 3Ms, and it stands for Money, Marketing, and Management. It's a two-hour session. It's free. And it really covers a good overview of what to expect if you move forward in business.
Okay. Now, what do you think about the current economy in Kansas? From your vantage point, you've been making or guaranteeing loans or whatever. What does the economy look like right now in Kansas?
From my perspective, I think it's fairly good. I really do. Our loans have increased for the past 2 years. We're seeing numbers that we didn't see in my time with the SBA, and I've been with the SBA now, I'm approaching 9 years with the agency, and we had the highest dollar amount and the highest lending volume in those 9 years in 2016. I mean, we exceeded $92 million in our territory in terms of loans that we supported. On average, prior to that, we stayed around $60 million. So we saw a dramatic increase in the loan numbers that we supported, and we certainly saw loan dollars, I'm sorry, and certainly saw a nice increase in the loan volume.
Okay. Now, when you're the most common mistake for new business owners, what's the most common mistake?
Most common mistake?
Not calling you first.
Well, you know, I think the biggest mistake is this, is not really going through the exercise with some objective party that has expertise. So it may not be, even if it's not SBA or one of our resource partners, there are a host of other great organizations. Network Kansas, the Wichita Metro Chamber of Commerce does a host of workshops. I mean, so going through the process and not spending time working on a business plan is probably the biggest mistake, and doing that with the help of some objective third party that has expertise.
Should that plan have an end plan as well in case things don't go right?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And no doubt about it. You need to have an exit strategy as a part of that plan.
I've got relatives in small business, and I think one of the things that many people don't realize when they try to, the great idea and all this is you're still going to have to work, and you're going to have to work hard, aren't you?
You're going to have to work. Most times you're going to have to work harder than you've ever worked before. It typically what I see is it requires a great level of passion Most successful business owners never stop thinking about their business. I mean, it's day and night. And so it's difficult sometimes for them to maintain an adequate balance between family and, you know, the business and the business activities. But the reality is it's a 24-hour commitment. And so passion is right at the top of the list. The other thing is successful business owners have to be resilient. I can't tell you how many business owners, by their own admission, failed in some way multiple times prior to hitting a home run. And we've got, you know, a host of examples. I mean, everyone from Dan Carney to, you know, the folks that founded Freddy's to on and on. I mean, they're just, you are going to be faced with adversity. And it's that ability to overcome adversity, to be resilient, that those qualities, passion, resilience, and then also building, you know, a good team.
Yeah.
You can't do it alone. And that's where seeking help of others, you know, these resources I discussed, and building a good team, you know, that combination of things is really what seems to help and aid success.
If you get past the risk factor and you got a good plan, you might be able to make it happen. And, of course, small business is the backbone of our country. And, Wayne, we sure appreciate your time this morning talking about small business. And it looks like the future could be pretty good from what you're telling me this morning. You've been making some loans and things are looking a little better. So, again, if you can stand the risk and you're ready for some hard work, the plan is the thing, right?
Absolutely. Business planning is crucial. We're here to help. Don't hesitate to reach out to us.
All right. And the website again is?
It is sba.gov, and really appreciate the time today. Thanks so much, Steve.
Our guest is Wayne Bell, District Director, U.S. Small Business Administration. That's all for this edition of 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.